The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With inflation near 40-year highs, a trip to the grocery store has become one of the biggest household expenses for many Americans. And that's left many people walking down the shopping aisles making tough choices to support their families while making ends meet.
It makes you feel like you're drowning sometimes, you know, when you know that you're doing everything that you can to provide.
On today's show, we'll discuss how trips to the grocery store are weighing on people's finances and how rising prices are changing the way they shop. Plus, Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf will join us with more on the impact on families. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites, or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Grocery prices were up more than 13% in August from a year earlier, according to government data. That's the biggest 12-month jump since 1979. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf spoke with shoppers at a store just outside of New Orleans about how they're coping. We'll hear from Rachel in a moment, but first, one of the shoppers she spoke with is Jamaica Bonvalan, who struggled to keep up while shopping for herself, her 8-year-old son, and two teenagers, and she joins me now. Jamaica, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jamaica, how does your current typical grocery bill today compare with, say, a year ago?
A year ago? It's increased to several hundred dollars, actually. You know, it's pretty close to doubled from last year. And we don't walk out with very many bags. It's always over $100. For, let's say, I just run in to grab two packs of meat, you know, dinner two nights. Just a few things that I need, not everything. Yeah, it's well over $100 each time.
What are the most expensive things on your grocery list these days?
Oh, wow. Definitely meats. The meats have went up. It's crazy. Milk went up. Chips. The price of chips, it's really shocking, but that even drastically went up. Like $2, I'd say. It's crazy.
How has the sharp rise in prices changed the way you shop?
I shop in bulk with the things that I can because, you know, it's four of us here. I have two teenagers and an 8-year-old boy. So, yeah, they can consume some food. And I'm not the mom that's going to go for the cheaper, less healthy things because, I mean, it's my kids' health, you know, it's important. So the things that I can buy in bulk, I'll do at Sam's. You know, we have a nice-sized family. I have four siblings and my mom and my stepdad, we share Sam's memberships. You know, so that helps. Dollar store for, you know, everyday household things, cleaning supplies, paper towels, toilet papers. Those are the areas that I will skim, you know, the cheaper route in to make up for the healthier choices in groceries. Gas, there's just no way around that. There's different areas that we definitely pick from to make up the difference.
What kind of an impact have higher grocery prices had on your overall household finances? And what changes have you had to make?
It makes you feel like you're drowning sometimes, you know, when you know that you're doing everything that you can to provide, you know, you're doing the best that you can to be a mother and a parent at the same time. You know, my two older children, I'm full-time parent, so I don't get the option of just not getting up and doing what I have to do for them and then getting to work. So I don't get to work that full-time job. And so it's, you know, working part-time in between running schools here and there and getting home, cooking dinner and still doing all those things. And at the end of the day, when you're doing all this and it's 5 days a week and then you get to the bottom and you're like, okay, we need milk. We need basic bread, necessities, you know, things for breakfast for them to go to school and have healthy meals. And you see that, okay, you know, the assistance that I get is not enough. The money that I made, hey, went to paying bills and putting gas in the car and buying these few little extra groceries. But then, You know, I've seen myself literally counting change and cashing in change just to get the things that we need.
You know, Jamaica, we have you in our story saying you shop often with your kids. What do you think this inflationary climate that we're in has taught your kids about money?
I just hope that they understand, you know, yeah, we have to work for the things that we want, but I also want them to understand, you know, life is, it's doable, simple, live simple, you know, live within your means and just do the best you can. My boys, you know, they're workers. So I think it's not them so much, you know, it's my daughter, but she's come to the understanding it's very important. Her education is her ticket to, you know, being able to live comfortably, you know, in society for a woman. My 14-year-old, he's had to learn that, you know, he has to work. If there's things that he wants, he's got, you know, he'll go hop on a boat and make his little money and come in and, you know, I provide his necessities, but that $160 pair of shoes, yeah, you know, you got to help out here, dude, you know, and he's been great about it. So
no, he's 14. What does he do on a boat?
Trawling. He goes and shrimps. That's our bayou life. That's what a lot of bayou boys do. They trawl, you know, it's the seafood industry. He fishes. He loves to fish. You know, he hunts. So yeah, I think he'll be okay.
You know, Jamaica, these grocery prices have been rising for most of the past year, but it doesn't seem like they're going to be coming down anytime soon.
Yeah, like I said, we don't get to do any of the extras. I make 20 hours a week at work, and that really truly goes to maintaining the car and gas in the car, the extra groceries we need, the basic household necessities that we need. You know, we've even had to go to the cheaper brand of laundry detergent. You know, we've had to scale back in those types of areas. We definitely don't get to do the extracurricular activities that we, even things like putt-putt golf that are not that expensive. You know, we don't even get to do that often anymore. You know, and the kids, they're a big help. You know, Bentley, he's very simple. Like, he's cool with just going feed the alligators around here. You know, that's a bag of marshmallows or stale bread. And so, you know, we find ourselves doing that quite often.
Well, you know, for those of us not from Louisiana, that sounds like a very dangerous activity.
We don't get that close.
All right, that's Louisiana resident Jamaica Bonvalin. Jamaica, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf has been taking the pulse of shoppers as they navigate high food prices. Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, you spoke with Jamaica and other shoppers outside of a store in Houma, Louisiana, which is about an hour outside of New Orleans. It seems like just the idea of planning a shopping trip is taking its toll on their ability to manage their household.
You know, I spoke to one woman, a mom of six, who says that her grocery bills for the month have eclipsed her monthly mortgage payment, which is about $1,500. So, you know, when you're spending more on food than on the roof over your head, it becomes really difficult. She says that cooking with her husband is one of her biggest hobbies, but now they've been trying a lot fewer new dishes. They've been doing a lot less cooking for fun because it's just too expensive. You know, on top of not being able to take vacations, not eating out, we're talking about the price of cooking a meal, which is supposed to be the affordable way to eat for many families. That's just not the case.
You know, Rachel, Jamaica said that dealing with these prices almost makes her feel like she's drowning. And that seems to be a common theme among the people that you spoke with compared to what their finances were just a year ago.
So it's absolutely a culture shock. And I think for many families, having to say no when their 8-year-old asks for a Lunchable or for Little Bites is really, really difficult. Who wants to say no to that? These aren't families that, you know, are going on luxury vacations every year. You know, quote unquote luxuries are being able to afford the snacks that their kids want. And so no longer being able to do that. You know, as Jamaica told me, she was like, why is it so hard to just to live without just going through the motions of living? So you really have to stop and think when it's this difficult for people to, you know, just buy the snack food that their kids are asking for. What else? What's going on with the economy?
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.